taking congenital sensory and motor defect nystagmus out of whatever into the modern era. And he is really a true scholar in the Huxleyan sense.
Oh, God.
He defined a scholar as someone who's found something more interesting than sex. Whether you accept that or not, at this point, any of you, and Rich will begin, will have something to say about it.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you very much. I think that we've been all waiting for this opportunity for probably 2.5 decades to publicly talk about Lou. And I have to be serious for a second too. I was going to say something tomorrow, but I've been privileged and honored to be Lou's friend and have him be my mentor and friend for over 2 decades. And I think that a large part of my professional career would not be where it is without our friendship. And we've been friends through a couple of previous girlfriends, and through my wife, and for him, through many girlfriends, through Charlene, over the years, and through many experiences, both in the laboratory and out of the laboratory, in vehicles and out of vehicles, and on roadsides. All of these experiences, I think, that make friends what they are. And I think Lou's eccentricities and the person that makes him what he is, and the person that makes him stand out, sometimes to a crowd that don't know him, may make him turn off. Just because he appears to have a strong will doesn't mean he doesn't have a strong will. He has a very strong will. Because he appears to believe what he says, he does believe what he says, but what he says is mostly backed up. But I've never been around a person, I think, that's been more honest and open-minded in the face of having such a strong personality and a strong will. And all of the times that we've had together have been instructional for me. Unfortunately, I have to tell a story about almost being responsible for losing part of his hand once. And I don't know if many of you know about this story, but I went to Memphis with him with the dogs, and he invited me to come participate and do all the dog work with him. And I think he captured me on video as a got you. I don't know if any of you have heard this video, where I claim that if someone caught me doing this, I would be sued for malpractice. And he has this video, and you can listen to him say this on the dog. And so during one of our experiments, I think we were taking the dog in and out of one of the harnesses or something, and I think I hit the dog in the nuts while Lou was holding the dog. And the dog reached around and thought that Lou was grabbing his nuts. And so the dog reached around and grabbed Lou's hand, and Lou's hand and the dog's mouth became one for a brief moment in time. And I think we spent the rest of that night in the emergency room, right? So we just said to each other, well, thankful that you're the scientist and I'm the surgeon at this point. But I have to say, this over 20 years, and continuing in the future, has been one of the best professional relationships of my entire career. Thank you, Bob and John, for this wonderful evening. Lou, thank you for your friendship.